Well, Sir Elton John, will he be able to complete his Australian dates? And don't you think, honestly, like if there's any dates that he was going to drop, it would be coughs. Now, I don't mean to sound cynical, but I'm just saying we are not Melbourne. So we better check what's going on. Michael Chugg, yes, Chuggy, will join us in just a moment. But first, rewind, rewind, rewind. What happened to Elton?
Well, Elton John has broken down in tears at a concert in New Zealand after being diagnosed with walking pneumonia.
Oh, listen to that, he can hardly talk. The 72-year-old singer later tweeting, "I played and sang my heart out until my voice could sing no more. I gave it all I had." And we're just looking this up, what is walking pneumonia? It is the least scary type of pneumonia, but it's... Were you saying it's resistant to antibiotics?
To antibiotics like penicillin and that sort of stuff, but also it probably could even take up to a month for him to get over those symptoms as well. But I suppose it's not going to... You know, you're not bedridden by it, obviously.
Well, not bedridden, but how is he doing and will he play? Promoter Michael Chugg joins us now. Chuggy, good morning.
Morning, Fiona.
So, how is he? How is Elton?
He's on the big improve. He's back in Sydney. We had to cancel the last two. Well, we postponed the last two shows till next January in Auckland, but to give him more time, he's back in Sydney. Very confident that everything's going ahead as scheduled. I was just looking. They've just been confirming the flights in and out of Coffs Harbour with the authorities, so it's all moving ahead on schedule.
Fantastic news. So he will, at this point, definitely be playing Coffs.
Yeah, he's pretty resilient, and, you know, his own doctor flew out from Los Angeles on Wednesday and met with the doctor in Auckland and with Elton at the surgery, and they took x-rays and everything, and it's clearing up very strongly. He's been able to, on Tuesday, Wednesday, he couldn't sing the scales, but he can do that now. I mean, he absolutely, you know, it was incredible because when he was talking on the Sunday night on the stage, you could hear in the voice that it was really not there. But then when he sang like an angel. And in the end, the voice just gave up totally and he was shattered. But he's recovered. He hasn't talked for a couple of days and just been very careful. So we're confident it's all going ahead.
Oh, that's really good news, Chuggy. Mm. Just give us some scope of how big the tour is, because it doesn't end in Australia, does it? He kicks on.
Yeah, no, it doesn't end all the end of 21. I mean, he leaves here, he goes back to America. He's got a few weeks off, then he starts America. Then they end up the rest of the year in Europe. Then he's got a holiday in South Africa and he'll come straight from there to New Zealand.
So right now he's, what, just having a break? He's got his doctor and just chilling, resting his voice, not speaking?
Yeah, he's up to 175 shows worldwide. So it's pretty long, but, you know, it's been free until this. This walking pneumonia thing was a bit of a worry because at Christmas, as we were finishing for a two-week break, some of the American road crew came down with it, and we noticed quite a few people around the country were coming down with it. But it seems to go away pretty quickly once it's treated properly.
Okay. That's good. Hey, can you leak any goss about Elton for us, though? Like, what's he like as a man?
He's a great person. I mean, you know, he's totally committed to what he does and going on stage and playing for a couple of hours and delivering great shows and thrilling the audiences and getting the feedback from the audiences is what it's all about for him. He's designed the whole show. He's designed the lights, the video, everything you'll see on Tuesday, Wednesday night, he's been responsible for. So, you know, he was very excited to win the Oscar, more excited that Bernie Taupin won an Oscar than actually Elton winning it. So he's a lovely person and he cares for everybody. And it's been a long tour, but it's had some funny moments. He's a pretty good guy.
And when did you first meet him, Chuggy?
Oh, I met him way back in the 70s in New Zealand, actually, but I didn't start touring him till the early 2000s.
Oh, wow, okay. So has he brought his kids along, his husband?
The kids are around. They've been in Sydney, and I saw them in New Zealand for a little while. And, They call me Chuggy, which is quite funny. David's here. Everybody's been here on and off. And, because he's been here since November the 29th, so it's, except for when he went to get the Golden Globe and the Oscar.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time, so at the end of this, he has a couple of weeks off and starts again in America.
And where have you taken him around Australia to see the sights?
We started in Perth. We went to Adelaide, then we went down and we played Rod Laver, and we played Mount Dunedin. We played the IWC in Sydney, Kudos Arena. We played the Hunter Valley, the Yarra Valley, Rather Glen. Had an amazing show in Bathurst, which he really loved, and he feels the Coffs Harbour shows are going to be similar to that.
Yeah.
Just getting to audiences that have, are totally freaked out that one of the biggest acts in the world is coming to play in their local football ground.
That's totally us. Which is why I'm like, is it really going to happen?
Oh, it's going to happen, all right. And he goes on stage at 7:30. It's really interesting in Bathurst and places like that where all the locals have come down and watched the stage being built and the chairs being put in. And it's quite a huge event. So, and it looks as though we might have a few sunny days.
Oh, yeah, it does. The forecast is looking all right.
Yeah,
final question, Chuggy. I'm seeing a viral image, an image that would just go crazy around the world. Elton John with the big banana. Can you make it happen?
Well, I think they're still recovering from when Georgie from the office put the big pair of sunglasses on. The big pair of Elton glasses on when we first announced it. You never know, do you?